Meanwhile, the Syrian envoy has slammed the UN Security Council for failing to address atrocities committed against Syria by some countries.
These states have manipulated the purposes and principles of the United Nations Charter when they remained silent, as did the Department of Peacekeeping Operations, with respect to the attacks staged by the Israeli occupation forces in our areas in Syrian Arab Republic, specifically the 10 February aggression 2018. This was an act of aggression which my U.S. colleague attempted to justify by stating that this was a response to the flight of an overflight of an Iranian drone, overflight over occupied Palestinian territory.
Jafari went on to say that the U.S., the U.K., France have done all they can to destroy Syria. He said the West and some of its regional allies have been facilitating the movement of terrorists into Syria with the aim of changing the government. Elsewhere, Jafari said Western states have been manipulating the media to distort the reality about the situation in Syria. He dismissed reports accusing the Syrian government of using chemical weapons as false and fabricated. Joining us live now from New York is Joe Lombardo, who is with the United National Anti-War Coalition. He's joining us live now via Skype from New York. Joe, thanks for joining us. What do you make of Ibrahim Jafari's speech? Why is there this double standard, if I may use that word, or even this muted response when it comes to the fact that many Western countries have genuinely supported foreign-backed militants in Syria?
Well, this is the United States policy. The United States policy is regime change in Syria, and it has used terrorists to carry out this policy. You know, they say ISIS was defeated in Syria, so what role does the United States have to play there anymore? The United States never has had a right to be in Syria. They were not invited into Syria. It's a sovereign nation. And they have no right to be attacking Syrian forces or anybody else in that country.
And so then, Joe, do you feel that then this talk once again about chemical weapons use on the part of the Syrian government was alleged and unproven at this point, or even this talk about the Israeli attacks on Syria, is all of that, do you think, an effort to work towards justifying continued U.S. presence in the country?
Absolutely. Syria has gotten rid of any chemical weapons that it had. And the U.S., the United Nations observed that policy of getting rid of the chemical weapons and said they had. They don't have chemical weapons. And these so-called chemical attacks have been used for excuses to keep the U.S. presence and the militarization going on in Syria. There's been many articles written that have looked into the where these chemical weapons could have come from. People like Cy Hirsch and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It's very, very clear that they did not come from Syria, and they came from the rebel side. And the United States just simply uses this as an excuse, just as they used weapons of mass destruction in Iraq as an excuse to attack Iraq.
Very well, Joe, we'll leave there at that. But of course, we do appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV. On to South Africa now, where that country's President Jacob Zuma has announced his resignation.